The government of Sudan and southern Sudanese rebels are expected to sign an agreement today to share the country's oil wealth. That solves one of the main issues driving Africa's longest-running civil war. The Bush administration, which has made the peace process in Sudan one of its priorities in Africa, welcomed the news. But there are still tough issues ahead and an upsurge of fighting in another part of Sudan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In one of the world's most complex peace negotiations, Sudanese government and rebel representatives have been hammering through their disputes one issue at a time. The latest agreement worked out in talks in Kenya was to split oil revenue 50-50 for a 6-year transition period and allow for Islamic banking in the north and Western banking in the south. At the end of 6 years, the mainly Christian and animist southerners will vote to decide whether to form a separate nation or remain attached to the Muslim north. Wealth sharing has been a particularly thorny issue. Nearly all of Sudan's oil is in the south, but the region remains desperately poor. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was among those sounding optimistic about the latest step forward.
They are making very, very good progress, and it is highly possible that before the end of this month, they will have concluded an agreement. And that will be another big New Year gift to the people of Sudan and to the people of Africa.
Negotiators still have to finalize a deal on how to share power and resolve the status of three contested regions, the Nuba Mountains, Abyei, and Southern Blue Nile. One State Department official said the negotiators are on borrowed time. The Bush administration had hoped a final peace deal would be in place by now. John Prendergast, an Africa specialist with the International Crisis Group, gives the Bush administration credit for naming a special envoy on Sudan and staying engaged.
From the appointment of Senator John Danforth through Secretary Colin Powell's frequent discussions with the leadership on both sides, to even President Bush's telephone calls over the last month to both the Vice President of Sudan and the leader of the rebels. They've really, come through and put a lot of pressure on the parties to make a deal.
President Bush would like to be able to report a peace deal in Sudan by the time he gives his State of the Union address later this month, according to Ted Danye of the Congressional Research Service.
It's a rare foreign policy victory for the administration. I think it's important for the administration to go before Congress and say, look, you know, here we have a deal and we need resources to ensure that the peace is sustained.
He expects the Bush administration to ask for several $100 million from Congress to bring vital infrastructure to southern Sudan, a region that lacks roads, electricity, and schools. But the peace negotiations remain complicated, and there is a separate conflict gathering steam in western Sudan. The International Crisis Group's John Prendergast says there are two main groups there, mainly Muslims, fighting the Khartoum government.
There's now almost 1 million people displaced by the fighting in western Sudan that has increased largely as a result of the successful negotiations in dealing with the southern Sudan. People don't want to be left behind. It bodes ill for future stability in Sudan.
Two top U.S. officials are currently in Chad, which borders western Sudan, to see how the U.S. can help get aid to those displaced by the latest upsurge in fighting. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.